Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Adrian in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. And it's Wednesday. And guess what? We are talking about settling. And tonight, as usual, I'm joined with my co-host, Mark. And we have a problem. Houston, Texas. Mark!
Mark, Houston, we got a problem. And it ain't Mark.
No, that's not true.
It's not Mark, y'all. Come on, everybody. What's up, Bree Life Radio fam?
So, Mark,
what's going on?
Yes, yes. Talk to me. What are we talking about tonight?
I heard a little birdie told me. I don't know if it's true now. Don't quote me on this. But there are people out there that are settling in a relationship. They're settling.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Now, what does settling mean? I mean, I really want to know what settling means, because does settling mean lowering your requirements or becoming realistic? What does settling mean? Should anyone except man or woman other than your child for anything other than what you want? Tonight's show, folks, is about settling in relationships. You know, I've been reading a lot of stuff lately on settling, and there's some good information out there from Psychology Today to your run-of-the-mill blog. And trust me, one thing in our new information age, everybody has an opinion and they love to share it. So how about you all calling in tonight to the Bree Life Show on settling? Our number is 424-220-1862. And you can get us on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. So, what, as you say you, Bree, about settling?
Well, I say, as I normally say about many topics, like, you know, do-overs and going back to exes, don't do it. Don't settle.
Don't settle.
No.
Well,
don't
that's
settle.
Interesting. That's interesting. Well, you know what? I was reading
I hear you.
And I was reading something today that I want to share with our listeners. And it kind of goes something like this. Consider what right in this context really means. Right for who you are at this time and place in your life. Your vision of the right person is going to look a lot different when you're in your early 20s and have not yet carved out your place in the world than it does when you're in your 40s. With much of your life on more solid ground. That's what I heard. Supposedly in your 40s, y'all, that's solid ground. As opposed to sinking sand, it's not that you settle when you're older, but that you're looking at people from the vantage point of being in your experienced 40s rather than your naive 20s. you value different things in a person. Remember, traits and characteristics do still matter if considered in the proper light, even if there are things you might not have imagined valuing when you were younger. When you're in your 20s, that may sound like settling, but why should you judge the decisions you make in your 40s from the viewpoint of who you are in your 20s? Now, you know what? And it goes on and on to talk about this whole concept of, are we really settling anyway, as opposed to just becoming more aware of what's going on in the landscape as well as what's going on in our own personal lives. Because the article kind of suggests what I always think anyway. Regardless of all of what we say we want, we think we want, we can order up all we want on that menu. But when they're in our face, I don't know sometimes. Because, you know, it's a saying that watch what you ask for, you just might get it. And then there's a Mark said it that goes like this. Watch what you ask for because you just might get it. And everything that comes with it. So, my thing is, are we really settling? Because I talk to a lot of people, a lot of women especially, that have this opinion that we should not settle, that we should get exactly what we want, the way we want it, every time we want it. That's what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me, no, I know what I want. So I said, maybe that's why you have a steady stream of exes. Because you know what you want.
Yeah, I know you would probably say something smart to someone like that.
You know what you want. I mean, that's why you have exes. So you don't want a relationship, you want an ex. And that's what you do, as opposed to ex marking a spot. X stands for exclusion. And that's what you do. You exclude a lot of people, which is okay. I mean, you know what? That might be your path. But at any rate, the whole concept.
Well, you know what? You said something interesting a couple of weeks ago that ironically has stayed with me. I know callers is the phenomenon, but you said something about, we often throw men, women, you were very specific, you said women tend to throw men away that they've received, that they, you know, have 25% bad qualities or, you know, things that are unresolved. They toss away the goodness, the 75% away for the 25%.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
yeah.
when you said that to me a couple of weeks ago?
I do. And you know what I also did? I also likened it to a fly in the ointment, or I asked the person a simple question. I said, if you had a Coke, if you had a soda, if you had a drink, and you was drinking, and then you looked down and you saw a fly in it, what would you do? And everybody unequivocally said they'd throw it all out. But there's only one little fly. And what if you poured out that little section that he was sitting on? Hell no. Mm-mm. I ain't pouring out no section. I'm going to give me a new one.
Okay, let me ask you something. Fly fell in your soda, would you pour the whole thing out or would you take out that little section?
I'm going to be honest. It depends on where I am in the situation. If I'm in hot Houston, I'm miles and miles away from a store and I'm thirsty, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and pray over it, spit, pour it out, and keep on drinking, baby. Because, see, that's my whole point. It really depends. Because even your little things that you have a problem with, it's conditional. It depends. It depends. But some people are saying, nope, it don't depend. It is. Okay, well, fine. Again, that's why you got a bunch of X's. X's marks your spot. The spot you're in is because of you keep X'ing people out. So go on. X marks your spot. That's what I say. So, yeah, I understand it. Everybody has these opinions about relationships right now. And, you know, we had a guest on when we did our monogamy versus open relationships by the name of Hassani Pettifer, who comes on the TV One show. What's it called? Love Addiction? Something like that. I can't remember.
It's on tonight.
Yeah, Love Addiction. And he made a statement. He was talking to another gentleman that was on the show about, you know, connecting with each other. And he does a lot of speaking about many different subjects. He does financial. He does motivational. He speaks to multi-generational audiences. But he says his biggest draw when he speaks is on the topic of relationships. Because no matter how much or how many relationships we've been in, how much we've heard about relationships, we still want to engage in them. We still want to engage in conversation. We still want to find that one or someone. You know, some of us are looking for the one. Other of us are looking for someone. And I'll let everybody out there listening figure out who they are within this whole expanse of relationship seekers. But my thing is that at the end of the day, for those people who throw stuff out and do all this exclusion, and when you throw out the ones who clearly are throwing out people who will harm them or totally disrespect them or are totally living a reckless life, if you throw those gentlemen and women out, how many people really fit that description of the people you've thrown away? You know, and I got a funny feeling most of us, unless we got some really bad, I don't know, karma or some real bad energy, we ain't getting a bunch of killers that we're disposing of. So I'm thinking we're disposing of people who just didn't fit certain little things and certain little ties that we were certain little going through. That's what I think. He didn't play by the rules. You know, it's kind of like we got rules of engagement, that whole thing we talked about way back in our inaugural sessions of the Bree Life radio show. We had a lot of conversations about rules of engagement. And since our friend, our fellow radio colleague, I call him a fellow radio colleague, like, you know, because that's what we're doing, right? We're trying to do it. We're doing it big. Our fellow radio colleague, Steve Harvey. And I'm gonna call him a fellow. I'm gonna call him a fellow author since I have a book out too. So hey, our fellow radio colleague and author, Brother Steve, he says we got rules. We got 90-day rules. We got all of these rules. And my thing is, well, there's an old saying: rules are made to do what? Come on, Bree, you can finish my sentence for me. What are rules made to do?
To be broken.
Yeah. To be broken. And so guess what? I guarantee you all of us, all of our listeners out there in the Bree Life radio world, out there in Blog Talk Radio land, can tell us at least one of our rules that we've broken recently. Recently. I ain't even let you go that far back. I'm going to give you in the last week you broke one of your rules.
Do you really want me to tell you a rule I broke recently?
No, I don't know. Do we want to know? I don't know if we want to know. But if you want to share.
Well, you know what? Before we talk about my rules broken, I think we should take about a minute break to collect ourselves and to prepare ourselves. And we'll be right back. Is the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. I'm being joined with my favorite co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas.
It is very common to hear people use the phrase, I'm going to be me. I'm not changing for anybody. And they use that phrase a lot of times to suggest that nothing's wrong with them and they're fine with being who they are. But here's a question. What happens when being you leaves you with only you? You know, like, you're acting the way you act and people leave the room.
You lose 2 or 3 friends at a time.
You talk to the mirror more than you talk to your best friend.
You take long walks in the park holding your own hand.
My suggestion is, don't change. Don't change. Because after all, you like being you. Now, here's some problems with being you. Not considering you may end up walking through the room holding your own hand by yourself. But that's okay, because guess what? You're still being you. So, if you're liking it, I'm loving it. And remember, don't stop being you.
Don't change, baby.
Not for anybody. Even yourself. This has been Mark Said It in Under a Minute.
I love that. And that was by our own Mark in Houston, Texas. He has a blog called Mark Said It. And that was a really good commercial. And thank you for sharing that with us, Mark.
Anytime. You know what? I just want to remind the people that call in. Again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. And for those people who call in, remember, if you don't hit one, we think you don't want to talk to us. So
that's
we don't want
right.
to just pull you in. We don't want to just pull you in because you're sitting out there in the queue. So when you hit one, that lets us know. That what happens is an alarm goes off. Like, and it lets us know that you want to be heard and you want to join us.
Know.
You want to join us. So we're at 424-220-1862, the Bree Life Radio Show. So when we left off, I thought you were going to talk to me about a rule you broke. You know,
oh, no.
In the on a relationship superhighway. No rule.
On the relationship superhighway. You know,
on the relationship superhighway.
It's not the rule that I broke. I'll tell you what I've discovered. That there's really no rhyme or reason to this whole being in the singlehood. And you have to do what my song says and what I say constantly on the air. You got to inhale and breathe light and just, you know, take it all in and enjoy life. And I think that that is the lesson that I've learned in the last 2 weeks. And because I've done that, you can actually see all six of my dimples.
Oh, dimples there. Well. Well, you know.
At least
again.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You know.
I hear you. You know, and so I was, again, in the same article I was reading, it kind of was saying a couple other things. It said, you know, of course, one reason we're compelled to size other people up and make comparisons is that we do the same to ourselves. Not only is this pointless for the reasons listed, but it's potentially self-destructive and can sabotage future relationships. It can lead you to think that other people are out of your league because you don't rank yourself as high as you rank them. Or it could work the other way. If you rank yourself highly and then no one seems good enough for you. Perhaps, most insidiously, it lends one a sense of entitlement. I think I am an 8, so I deserve someone that's at least an 8. So, this whole comparative study of relationships, as opposed to if it feels good, if it works, if it's just, if you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing. No. He's got to have, he got to do. His clothes got to match a little, the hair got to be, I'm not saying that's not the case. But what I would wonder is this. If I meet somebody that's in their 40s that tell me they really want to be in a relationship, I have some questions for them if they're not in one and they really want to be in one. See, is it like unemployment? I'm unemployed and I really want a job. So guess what? I understand that. More than I understand this relationship thing. Is it very similar? Or is it because we're ruling people out? That's what I want to know. Are we ruling people out, folks? Are we ruling people out? Again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. And I'm going to say it again for all my people out there in Radio Land. If you want in, you got to hit one when you call in. So what I need people to do is
I see two numbers in the queue. That our loyal guest panelists of the Bree Life Radio Show, both from area code 612 and 312. So even though I don't know if they press one or not, but I'm going to bring them on anyway.
Oh, boy. You started stuff.
My sister, I think I have my sisters, both Yvette and Turtle, on the line.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Correct.
Trouble times two. Well, what say ye? Because ain't nobody saying nothing. My sisters. Turtle, You got something to say to me? Because I see you out there. Thanks for calling in. Hello.
I can't believe you're that shy. And what about 312-909?
Oh. Well, we got Possum out there.
Okay.
And you know,
well, we're going to put
Possum
back in the queue. We're going to put them back in the queue and let them marinate for a while, and I guess they'll let us know when they want to
chime in. Park them. But in any case, as I was saying before, this whole concept of the right person, all these measurements that we get. You know, one of my friends, she tells me, all I run into is alcoholics and drunks and smoking cigarettes, and you know, they ain't none of them right, and they don't want to do nothing, and all that. That's what they tell us. That's what she tells me. Now, I never judge anyone else's experiences. I don't know. I mean, hey, if you're telling me that, I'm going to believe you. But, again, is it a possibility that that same person could be maybe just overlooking someone else that may not be? He may drink sodas. Maybe he don't drink, you know, Cavassier or some other kind of libation. But she excludes me.
Oh, no,
that.
Not libation. Please.
Libation. I gotta have a libation.
Not
libation
the libation.
For the generation.
Oh,
oh yeah, you know, the libation. So, yeah, that whole thing about settling, I mean, I'm really, really interested in what is going on out here, because I'm going to tell you, when I search for the phrase settling in relationships, wow, so many articles, so many articles that I read about settling in relationships. And
well,
I would like...
Let me ask you something, Mark. Can you, for the listeners, tell us of a time that you settled? Has there ever been a time in your lifetime that you settled?
Well, I don't know that I don't. You know what? See, I'm different. I already know I'm different. I get that I'm different. What I do is I let relationships run their course. If I like you and I'm liking you, I like you. So we interact. We see what happens. If something don't go right, it don't go right, meaning how I feel in the morning, so to speak. If I can keep waking up and having the same morning or better morning, then hell, ain't no reason. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my view of it. So I don't know that I'm a settler. I'll give you an example of what I used to, and you're probably going to laugh. When I was growing up, I'm a black man. Everybody may know this. I don't know if anybody out there is shocked about this. But anyway, I'm a black man. So there were some stereotypes about black men. Black men like big booties. Well, when I was younger, I did like women with big butts, at least so I thought. And then I married a woman with a quote-unquote big butt. And then we broke up, and then I met a woman that had larger breasts, but no big butt. But I liked her. And then I ran into a woman that had larger breasts and a big butt. And that was okay. And then I ran into a woman that had neither. A size 4, a B cup, and a little bitty waist and a little behind. And what I started finding out was that I wasn't, somebody might say, you settled, Mark. No, I ain't settled. I dug them where they were and where I was. You see what I'm saying? I dug them where they were and where I was, you know, along my road. So, you know, that was something that really was a lesson for me, because I think that article made a good point about our 20s versus our 40s. I think if you live longer, as much as you say you know what you know, you also realize it's a lot you don't know. It's a lot you don't know. And you know what? You become comfortable with not knowing. You ain't got to know it all. You ain't got to know it all. So you might go on some dates that you normally wouldn't have gone on 20 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know. You don't know. I think that's why so many people on these dating sites, because I think we are a little more, we're way more flexible. Way more flexible.
You
way
think
more
those
flexible.
Who do internet dating are more flexible than if we did chance meetings?
Well,
See, let me tell you about the chance meeting. The chance meeting sounds good, but most of us, we don't like chance meetings. Hell, we don't even want to pick up the phone no more. We text message each other. So we like a lot of stuff in order. We like a lot of prerequisites. So I'm going to tell you why internet dating works better, because chance meetings, no. Now, you have different categories of chance meetings. Chance meetings, like somebody walks up to you and say, hey, baby, or hello, ma'am, or any other greeting, whether it be something acceptable or non-acceptable as a greeting, but they just walk up to you because they sight you and see you. But then you have other settings where they're group settings where all of us are, well, most of us know each other, but then we bring in maybe a couple people that don't know each other. We're in a very familiar social setting, but if we're in a very familiar social setting, in a way, that don't count to me as a chance meeting. You know, it doesn't count as a chance meeting. Oh, my God. iPhone is my phone. So, it doesn't count as a chance meeting. And because it doesn't count as a chance meeting, to me anyway, I mean, other than the fact that we don't know what's happening tomorrow in any of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Other than that chance, that's almost as organized as online dating, meaning you're getting the chance to be in the space. If I bring a friend with me and you're a friend of mine, then you feel a little more comfortable because he came with me. So I'm a buffer, and I'm familiar. So therefore, you may give him an opportunity based upon the fact that, you know, he's with me. We're friends. So I become that buffer. Similarly, as the internet is a buffer when it comes to giving us some information about a person while us actually having to ask them. See, certain things are going to be assumed. If he came with me, he must be somewhat okay. So you may allow yourself to have a conversation with him.
But you know what I want to do right now? You know what I want to do right now? I want us to take a break, and we'll be back in about a minute, or little more than a minute, and I want you to revisit what we're talking about this internet dating. And I want to tell you about something that my older brother and I were talking about 2 hours ago, because it falls in alignment with settling. And he posed some questions because of his own dating experience and some things that are going on with him. So we're going to be back in about a minute.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those of them that get married for holy matrimony. They got married for holy matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. Had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree. Don't stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in, because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
And we're back, and this is the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. I'm being joined tonight with my favorite co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. And before we went to station break, Mark was talking about an experience of internet dating. So, please, brother, continue.
Well, again, the reason is I talk about internet dating along with this topic of settling is because I've heard a lot of people feel like and say to me, why are you getting online? Like, you could do better than that. You don't know them people and all this kind of stuff they be saying. You don't know what they be doing and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, really? Okay. So I'm opening myself up to exploring by virtue of the internet. And because I'm open to do that, you think that I'm settling or I'm like really taking a chance. And for me, I don't know the difference, because when we were talking before we went to the break, we talked about this quote-unquote concept of by chance meeting, you know, by chance meeting. And I don't know how many people you meet on the street on any given day. And they just come to you and engage you, and you open to engage them and so forth and so on. I don't know, maybe you do that a lot. Because one thing I do know is this. The more we have evolved, so to speak, if you want to call it evolution, somebody might call it a de-evolution, if that's a word, but we have found ourselves much more comfortable communicating with a veil than we are one-on-one. People walk around. I mean, even in New York City, which when I've had opportunity to go to New York City, it's always been people seem like they're just moving. They're not even looking at each other. Really, they're just moving. They're just moving. They're moving. And if you know people, you know them. If you don't know them, you don't know them. You know what I'm saying? Which is similar to many big, big cities. But I'm trying to tell you, there's cities, like even these southern cities, where everybody used to just speak to everybody. They ain't doing that no more. Because I think back to the fact that not just that we're guarded, but we've created much more of a solitary life. I swear, I'm driving this morning, and at every stoplight, people are looking at their phone, texting, not talking on the phone. So it's like when they're walking down the street, they're texting. So what has happened is we've created a weird kind of solitary amongst other people life, if that makes any sense, because we're like it's like we're in a crowd by ourselves. You know, we're in a crowd by ourselves. And so I think that is something that's quite interesting when it comes to this whole concept of dating and settling. Because I don't know that I ever settle. I mean, I think that's kind of a, you know, what is that? If I talk to you and we interact, we see it through. We see what we see through. And see it through may mean a minute, or it may mean a year. Or, hey, it could mean a lifetime in some of our cases. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, we say a lot of things. What if you just got an energy and you're feeling somebody? I like that. I like feeling somebody. That's my thing. So I ain't settling that. I don't never settle. I just feel people. And if I ain't feeling you, I ain't feeling you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that thing, I've dated people that smoke cigarettes, and I said I wouldn't do it. I said I wouldn't do it in the past. But this person, she smoked, but the way, I mean, I don't know, she was able to do what she did, and it wasn't very, very super offensive. Plus, it was a big issue. I liked her. I liked her. Because, you know, I'm sure we all got a flaw, or we got something that's, you know, socially kind of out there. But, you know, when you like somebody, even somebody that's quirky, so to speak, you like them. You don't know why you like people all the damn time. We don't always know. So, to me, I just think, you know, we need to really talk about this whole issue of settling in the eye of what the hell does that mean? What does the hell does settling mean? And I just really want us to kind of talk about that, because at the end of the day, when I've read everything I've read and have experienced what I've experienced, the whole concept of settling is this whole comparative study of humanity based upon these various strata of ideals. So this should be like this, this should be like that, that should be like this. They are not matching up. So we either A, exclude them for that, or we look at them through that lens through the whole time we're interacting with them. And that's why we're not happy. So I'm going to use my example. Let's say I like big butts, but I go ahead and I decide I'm going to interact with a woman that has little breasts and a little behind. So now what do I do? I like her a lot. I really do. butt. She ain't got no big butt. So what I'm going to do? And I think that's one of the big problems in our interactions is that we sabotage because of this ideal. But you feeling this person. You know you feeling this person. You know you are. But she don't have this or that. Or he doesn't have this or that. But you feel him. So how about going with the feeling? Again, I'm not talking about some reckless behavior that's endangering you and that person's life. I ain't talking about that. So if anybody's out there listening and want to tell me, yeah, but Mark, you know, he's a killer. All right, anyway. So why are we even talking about him then? If you know that already. Again, this is a settling show. And our phone number is 424-220-1862. And you can get us at blogtalkradio.com/BLILIFE. So, Bree, you said you were talking to your brother. You are talking about this dating thing. So what does your brother have to say about this? Or what did he pose?
Well, what my brother has to say about this is that the whole concept of settling, just basically from what he knows about my life, stuff that I've kind of been going through, he feels that there's absolutely no reason why I should settle on anything. He doesn't feel that when you bring much to the table and you know what you want and you're securing yourself, that you should have to settle. Why should we have to settle? This is his perspective. But then there's a flip side of that. He also feels that for people who take those vows to say, you know, to death do you part, like for instance, if you are married and your spouse suddenly is in a car accident, and this is what he posed to me earlier, so I'm going to say it's a woman that has a husband who's been severely injured in a car accident, and his injury is now affecting his sexual prowess, his ability to be able to perform. Is that a reason to divorce him, to move on? How important is sex opposed to the vows that you took? So I'm going to stop right there and ask you, what do you think about that? Because the person who would choose to stay with their spouse, do death do them part, and sickness and in health, would do that.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're talking about something that you getting me on this whole issue of vows. Had a conversation with someone about that. Number one, we are not planning on keeping any vows, so stop it. We're not going to keep any vows. We're not going to do it. We're not. So we need to stop it. It's a lot. Let me tell you about vows. Vows are customary, they're traditional. But the letter of it and the merit of it, we don't buy into that. We have never bought into that. Trust me, we really don't. It's a nice social, altruistic ideal that some may want to aspire for. But trust me, if any of us have been married more than once, we know we didn't do it. Because as you quickly said to me, well, Mark, if he's beating on me, I'm supposed to stay. Wait a minute, that's worse. That qualifies as worse. So based upon your oath, which is your word, and your word is your bond, you're supposed to stay. Now, if you made a different kind of vow, if your oath was to stay as long as you feel comfortable and safe, well, then that's a different vow. That's a different vow, but you didn't make that vow. So you broke your word because it was in sickness and health
and better and worse. And as we could say, what's worse than worse? There ain't nothing worse. When you use worse, worse is a place that any number of things can fit under worse. So, again, I contend we don't plan on keeping those like that anyway. We want to be with somebody that still wants to be with us, and we want to be with them, and we feel safe, and we feel cherished, and we feel wanted, and all of that. The moment we're not feeling that, then usually we're gone. And even if we're not gone physically, psychologically, we're gone. So I think that's again, we got to move away from that. I don't even know if you're playing with that anymore. You know, I think people need to come up with another understanding. I can even say this. I think we already have. I think we know we're not planning on keeping those vows. If worse comes, we're not doing worse. If man is not getting hard anymore, and man is not willing to find a way to do it, and that's something that really pleases you physically, then you're going to have to ask yourself what place in the relationship as far as value for you. That's it. And you need to be honest. Because ultimately, I know I want you to be with me, but if you feeling like you don't want to be with me because whatever the reason is, then I need to go ahead and get my tears out of the way and cry and move the hell on to somebody else. That's
okay, now stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, I was having a discussion this morning with a gentleman who's in his mid to late 40s, and just off the cuff, we were having a conversation about the very same topic. Wonder if you were in a relationship with a person and they could not please you for whatever reason. He said, ironically, that it would be all right with him that his girlfriend or his wife was with a younger man so that she could be pleased. So then I said, okay, wonder if she met an older man that could please her. And he was like, no, hell no. I said, what? Why not? He said, because she could wind up falling in love with the older man. The younger man, it's just about sex. But when you with your contemporary, it can become a lot more than just sex. So what say you on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, like I said, everybody can come up with all these rules. And then as soon as somebody goes and breaks the rules, meaning, A, she falls in love with the young man, then all of a sudden, what? The bottom line is that, you know, if you spend time with anybody, there's a chance that you're going to want to do more than just whatever it is that you just do with them. So if you spend time with somebody and y'all go to the library every day, you might decide you might want to do dinner with that person. If you have sex with somebody all the time, and that's how you normally spend time with each other, but if you just had a little conversation, I would assume, unless it's prostitution style, where you go there, you jump in the bed, and you walk out, that there got to be conversations going on with the young man, too. And what happens when you start feeling something different for him, if that's the case? And it doesn't have to be that way, but to come up with these arbitrary concepts of age and endearment, we see it all the time. All kinds of things can happen. Number one is this. All you need to do is make up your mind, are you cool with what's going on? Because as we had a conversation and a show about open relationships, the reality is that relationship forms have been with us, all types of relationship forms have been with us since we had relationships. And for all those people that want to use the Bible as their thing, boy, go ahead, read Genesis. Keep on reading Genesis. And if you get a chance to even get up to the Song of Solomon, the wise man that, I don't know how wise he really was, because he had hundreds of wives, which would be right there questioning me of his sanity and his wisdom. But in any case, I would say we've always visited various forms of relationships. We have. I think we're more aware of it because our ability to see now, we don't send up smoke signals to say hello to people in a distant place. We're constantly communicating. Information is constantly being exchanged. So, therefore, we are more aware
of phenomenon and occurrences that have been happening way before. I had a conversation with somebody the other day about this whole concept of what we do versus what our mamas and them did. Boy, mama messing around with another man when she was married to daddy. So you think that's something that your girlfriend is just started doing that? Or these young girls out here in their 20s and 30s are inventing. Really? Wow. Come on. I remember talking to some older people, and I remember when your aunt from Detroit called in, and we started, at first she was saying what she was saying, but then when we threw down the whole concept of the 60s, she started laughing, if you remember. She chuckled. And you know what that told me? What I already knew. When she went back and kept herself honest. And that's a beautiful thing when we can be honest. And stop trying to make our times and these kids like this and our time is like this. Okay. It's kind of like we had the conversation of people sagging their pants. And then a brother said, you can't get no job sagging no pants. Well, guess what? I don't know if you remember. You're a little younger than me. Not very much, though. Guess what? The big fro going to get a job? Really? You think? No, it wasn't happening. Bell bottoms going to a job interview? No, you had to straighten them pants up, baby. It was not acceptable. But it's different than your butt showing. Again, it was an expression that many of our parents hated. A lot of our young women go wear a fro? Really? Oh, hell no. We getting a straightening comb out? We going to get some Posner's or whatever grease blue magic, and we straightening that stuff out, baby. You're not getting ready to go nowhere with no bushy hair looking like that. You out of your mind. Not in my house. Again, might as well have been sagging your pants. Same thing. But you get older, and then you start picking your own things, your own ways of excluding. So, when I look at it, again, people have been doing all kinds of ways of mitigating concerns in their relationships. Some leave, others stay and bitch and gripe. Others come up with an arrangement, don't ask, don't tell. And then others, as your friend suggests, she can go ahead and have a relationship with the younger man. But trust me, we're not creating all these new forms. We're just expressing and being more open about it. We're being more open about it. That's what we're doing right now. And so my thing is, when we come up with all these rules, and we've had some really spirited conversations on the Be Life Radio Show about everything from types of sex, when we had somebody saying it was okay if she wanted X, Y, Z, but if he wanted A, B, and C, oh no. We've had conversations about multiple partners. We had conversations about emotional cheating. We've had all kinds of conversations. And at the bottom, and the bottom line is this, everybody makes the decision to do what they're going to do at the end of the day. Why would you put the pressure on yourself to settling? And that's what I see settling as. This whole concept of settling, people talk about it all the time, it's just another form of self-pressure and doubt. To me, it ain't, why I got to be settled? Because your brother said, why would you settle? So that means in his head, he has created an idea, and you may have gone along with him, as to what's supposed to be. So anything less than what's supposed to be is settling. And what I know is that if it's nothing that I have not learned, more than anything is this. And that is, we are used to adapting. And adapting, to me, is not settling. It's like a man that says, I'm not going outside today because it's raining. Okay, fine, stay in the house. There are things I still want to do outside, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to adapt. I'm going to suit up. And I'm going to do what I need to do to navigate that change in the environment. As opposed to saying, I ain't going. And I think that's something that we need to really talk about out there. The bottom line is this. At the end of the day, we're humans, and we still want to be touched. We want to be talked to. We want to receive strokes. So therefore, what are you going to do? And are you going to beat yourself up every time you meet a guy and he doesn't have all you want? So then, A, you go ahead and you talk to him anyway. But you talk to him from a position where you're not giving yourself or giving the relationship an opportunity because he ain't got what you want. Back to my example of the big behind versus the big breast versus the no breast versus the no behind. So I meet, you know, Jane, and Jane doesn't have the big booty. But my heart goes out to her, and I feel her, and I like her. But what I'm going to do? I'm going to judge her during that whole period of time? She ain't got that big booty. She just ain't got it. Jane ain't like big booty Judy. And I'm going to keep comparing her, because we do that kind of stuff. And a lot of times, we sabotage our relationships. You was feeling that guy. You was feeling that girl. But you were willing to walk away because you had all these little, you know, these little standards. Now, here's somebody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. And by the way, again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. We have blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. So, as I was saying, I can hear somebody out there saying, Mark, come on now. You know you have standards. You have standards. You have standards. Okay. And I go back to standards being like rules. And all I know is that name me one person out there in the peanut gallery that can tell me beyond a shadow of a doubt that they never compromised, when I say compromised, they never broke one of their rules. One of their rules. Generally speaking, rules have been created so that we have a level of safety and certainty. But if we've lived long enough, guess what we found out? What's certain? What is certain? Somebody said death and taxes. That's what's certain. So that means that everybody out there in radio land has made adjustments. So is an adjustment the same as settling? Because I think we got language and usage issues. So one man settling is another man's adjustment. That's what I'm thinking. But I'm going to take a phrase from my host and / co-host. What say you? I got some people out there in the gallery. But I love you all to hit number one because we want to hear from you on the Bree Life Radio Show. So what are we going to do, Bree?
What are we going to do, Bree? We're going to take station break.
Yes, we are.
And we'll be back in about a minute. When we come back, though, I wanna further discuss some of the things that my brother and I were discussing this evening about the whole concept of settling. I want to share one of my examples of settling, and we'll be able to do that in about a minute. So, everyone, stay tuned.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark. Mark, yeah, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet. Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what I'm
saying. Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
And we're back at the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm joined tonight with my favorite co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. And we're talking about settling. And before we took the break, I wanted to talk about a discussion that my older brother and I had this evening, and also just some of my own experiences with the whole settling concept. I think I want to start with that before I revisit the discussion that I had with my older brother tonight. You know, Mark, if you remember at the beginning of the show, I told you that I took time out to look at how, you know, I was doing things and realized that, you know, I wasn't inhaling and breathing light. And I realized for the benefit of just enjoying life and experiencing the best of what God has in store for me, and also just to, you know, just to be a little happier than what I've been, I decided to do what I tell all of our listeners to do on a daily basis, to inhale and breathe light. And, you know, that has really worked for me. It has really, really worked for me. But, you know, what I recently discovered is that even when you're inhaling and breathing light, you're sharing time and space and oxygen with people sometimes that really don't deserve your time of day, because they bullcrap you into believing that, you know, what, how they throw bait out there for you. Because sometimes people, and I'm not going to say that this is a gender specific thing, men do it and women do it. Just throw that bait out there, because they think if they tell you some crap that you want to hear, it'll make you want to have sex with them sooner. It'll make you, you know, share your resources or your time and space. And all they had to do from the door is just be honest about what they wanted. So what I say about that is, you know, shame on those who do it. And when you in your gut know that there's something that you don't want to do, or there's, that there's something that you want specifically, you should not settle. You should not settle. Because I'm sitting here thinking to myself right now, I almost bit a bullet. And luckily for me, God protects me all day long. So, because he does, he always lets me see the things that I need to see before something becomes or gets tremendously out of control. So because of that, I say, don't settle under any circumstances. Settle never.
Well, you know, again, I just like to explore what it is. What is settling anyway? What is it? What is it? I mean, you know, the bottom line is this. What was settling today may not be settling tomorrow. And my thing is, wake up, be open to the opportunity. And don't kiss a gift horse in the mouth. You know, the bottom line is, receive the gift. Receive the gift.
Yeah. Receive
the gift. Receive the gift. The bottom line is this. I know that you continue, not you, but many of us, we continue to say this is this and this is that and this is supposed to be. And life is fluid and progressive.
It's not static. So whatever you're saying is always subject to the elements. It's always subject to the elements. Some might say, hey, it rains, we're supposed to have a picnic, we're not going to have a gathering at all. Other ones of us are much more fluid and say, hey, let's go to my house, to the basement, or let's go here, let's go there. They're trying to make something change. Some folks said, no, we planned on a picnic, we're supposed to be in the field, if we can't be in the field, we're not gathering. Okay, fine. Because they might say, that's settling, and I'm not settling. Some people out there may say, oh, Mark, okay, that's different. That's actually being flexible. I'm saying, oh, okay. But the person that said it didn't feel that way. And similarly to you, you say, never settle. And I always use the example of Houston, Texas, in 2008 when Hurricane Ike came through. And what I noticed was this. There were very few palm trees, and we have a lot of palm trees down here. This is a very tropical environment, a lot of palm trees in Houston, Texas. We didn't lose a lot of palm trees. We lost a lot of oaks, though. We lost a lot of oak trees because when the conditions in the environment changed, the oak tree had to have it one way or the other. Either he was going to be able to stand straight and strong, or he was going to break. Palm tree bends. It's flexible. And guess what? It lived to fight another day.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing is this. You want a relationship. Okay, fine. He ain't a murderer. He ain't this and that and the other. Now, do you like him? First of all, that's all I need to know. Do you really feel him? Well, let's stay there for a minute. Let's marinate there. Let's take a, as you say, an inhale on that.
Okay, so I inhale. Let me answer this. Let me ask you a question. Wonder if typically, let's just say typically, you're not a very open person, but you have suddenly decided that, you know, being open is a good thing. And then after you have discovered that being open is a good thing, you discover that the person that you were attempting to be open with is really not, really doesn't have the character that you thought he had. What do you do then?
Okay, I don't know what's this character stuff. What
he's not being as true and forthright, and
he's a liar.
You know,
he a liar.
Basically, yeah.
Well, I mean, well, okay, wait a minute. If he's lying to you, then he's showing you that you don't know who you're with. I'm talking about you. You know who you're with, and it's some things you're not really liking or whatever. Or you might not, you don't know what's going on. You know, you like a lot of things, but just one thing. If I don't know who I'm with, then I don't have the opportunity to establish a relationship because I don't know who I'm establishing a relationship with. So if you're lying to me, then, I mean, and it's become obvious that you were doing that, then I don't know who I'm having a relationship with. And I got to know who I'm having a relationship with, because at least if I know I'm having a relationship with, then I can decide what I want to do with that. But if I'm being lied to, I don't know. So I got to walk away because you're lying. This is not about settling. This is about, I don't even have nobody to settle with because I don't know who you are.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know who you are. So that's okay. But that's not what I'm talking about. Like I said, we got those things. I guess the axe murderer, the person that's an alcoholic that's running into, you know, that's getting DWI. I mean, I got all of those people.
No. Let's not even go to that extreme. Let's just deal with the basic bull crap that we usually deal with when we in the singlehood. A person selling you a bunch of dreams that, he or she is telling you, oh, you know, you're gorgeous. You're everything that I could have ever wanted. I want to be in a monogamous relationship. I want exclusivity. I want I don't want you to be dating anybody else. But mm-hmm. then something happens. Something miraculous happens.
Mm.
You discover, without a doubt, that all that stuff that he or she may be saying to you is a bunch of bull crap. Because guess what? He's saying those things, or she's saying those things to other people.
So what you mean? He want both of y'all.
All five of y'all. Yeah, but guess what? What did it mean for him to say, "I want exclusivity"? What did that mean? What was that for?
Well, I ain't gonna play with the man's words. The bottom line is this: you don't want that, and you're, my issue is this: he lied to you.
So therefore, okay.
You don't have a person, especially.
Let's just deal with
especially.
He lied.
And let's talk about lying. Yeah. The bottom line is this: if you've been in a relationship for a long time, you may have gotten a chance to know enough about the person that even if they do lie, you can kind of see it in the scope of the relationship. But if I'm just meeting you, I don't have a scope to look at. All I got is what you're presenting me right now. I don't know you. This is not an issue of settlement. I don't know you. When I settle, I know you, and this is what I'm settling for. I don't know you. I'm not settling for nothing. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to get with you because I feel you. Then we're going to do it. And I'm not characterizing it as settling. Somebody, an onlooker may say that, but not to me. I'm going to enjoy you as long and as much as I can. And if I'm not enjoying you, then I'm not doing you. See, that's my only issue to settle. I got to enjoy you. I got to enjoy your company. I got to enjoy you. If I enjoy you and because remember, somebody is really enjoying you. Well, if they're going to keep bringing A behind over here every day and they ain't enjoying me, then they got some problems. You're going to keep coming over and bothering me with me every day, and you ain't enjoying me, but I'm enjoying myself? Because I'm of the mind, if you really don't want to be around me, I ain't going to see you. So guess what? We're in the same place on a regular basis, and we spending time with each other, ain't nobody killing nobody, and I leave with a smile on my face? Well, hell, I'm good. I'm fantastic. Because I ain't happy no more with this situation. I'm not pleased. This is not pleasuring me in any way. And I don't see where it can because.
Here's the problem. You become dismayed once you've discovered that the person has lied to you.
You ain't happy no more. You ain't pleased no more. So what you gonna do? Try to get pleased again? Because now you got this picture that either A, you can get rid of the picture that's causing you to be dismayed, or you can't. Now if you can't, move around. But my only issue about selling, and the reason I bring it up is because too many people I know, Bree, are going from one person to another person, it ain't working. They're Xing them out. And my question is this a matter of settling? Is this what your big brother say you shouldn't settle? So now you just going through them. You ain't. So when do you do some examining about where you are? Because like we've had this conversation before. One, the only common denominator with you and six men. Is you. With you and 10 men, is you. With you and 2 men, is you. So, when are you going to stop and do some examination when it comes to where you are based upon what you want? Because remember this,
when anybody wants something, they want it based upon what they believe it's going to do for them. For instance, if I want a glass of water, I want it because I believe it's going to quench my thirst. I have a dry mouth. I need something to drink. So I expect it to do that. And that's the same thing we do in our relationships. We want whatever it is we want because we think it's going to do something. So what we got to ask ourselves is, what is it that we think this, what is it do we expect this to do for us? So if the guy has a certain amount of money, or he has a certain amount of dimples, or he has a certain amount of whatever it is, what is that in turn going to do for you that you believe can be done for you that's going to give you some pleasure and enjoyment and, you know, solitude? What is it? Because we come up with all these things, and then we find out sometimes that, you know what, I ain't there no more. This goes back to the 20s versus 40s. Hell, this could be 40 versus 42 or 42 versus 45. Now I'm at 45. I use an example of when I was at college, and my roommate was from Louisiana, right outside of Shreveport, Louisiana, this little town called Kingston. And when I came there, I was a Miracle Whip dude. Miracle Whip. Hated mayonnaise. Hated it. Hated it. Hated it. Now, I cannot tell you what it was, but I remember one day, you know, if you've ever done college life and dorm life, then you know that a lot of us, when we were, especially back then, I don't know now, because now when I go on my daughter's college campus, University of Houston, I'm kind of wondering if they're living like we did. We was, like, looking for anything we eat, whatever we could eat. Well, I went ahead, and we had bologna and white bread, and I wanted something on it, so I said, hell, I'm going to put mayonnaise on it. To this day, I do not eat Miracle Whip. I like mayonnaise. But I did not like it. I swear, prior to that, I didn't like it. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was because of necessity, if it was because that was the only thing available. Whatever the reason, it was a shift at that point. And that's my issue with all this concept of settling. The issue is try it. Try it. What you got to lose? What you got to lose? Meaning, if it ain't something that's detrimental, it wasn't like I was trying LSD. I was trying mayonnaise. So, and I'll use the same example. Sometimes, yeah, go ahead, check it out. What you got to lose? You like them? I'll check this out. I like the bread. I like the bologna. So what the hell? If all else fails, at least I got the bread and the bologna. And guess what happened? Put the mayonnaise on it. I liked it all. I was like, hey, Mikey, he likes it. You did? So that's all I'm saying. I'm saying try it. He might like it. Now, there are definitely those things, and I say this to my people out there. And again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. blogtalkradio.com/BLILIFE. Now dig, like I said, if you like it, you like it. It wasn't what you thought it was going to be. So fine. That's okay. It's a beautiful thing, folks.
You know what? I'm going to pause you right there. We're going to take another break. And this is the Bree Life Radio Show. We're talking about settling. I'm joined with my host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. But guess what? This is what I'm feeling like right now, so I just might as well play it. We'll be back in less than a minute.
This one's for you, Alex Stoney and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now, remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile. Best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog, ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You were just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
Well, there we are. And we're back. It's the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Joined with my co-host in Houston, Texas, Mark. And we're talking about settling.
Hey. Settling. What are we settling? You know what I like to do? I like to settle in. That's what I like to do. I like to settle in. I ain't got a problem with settling. I settle in all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's comfortable. It's a real comfortable place. I don't have a problem with it, but I know some of my people do. So you know what? So what happens when settling leaves you at home by yourself? Well, you know what? This is what I just found out. We got a call in the gallery that has made a decision. And that decision is they want to come in. That's 612-306. And I know who it is, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves. You're the Bree Life Radio Show. Who are we having to talk to today?
This is Gail from Minnesota.
Oh, no. You know what? This is what I got to say to you. This is what I got to say to you.
Hello, Bree.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I'm glad you found your... You said you had six dimples?
I'm sorry. Say that again?
You had how many dimples? Four dimples, six dimples. How many dimples you said you had?
Yeah, I had six dimples.
That's got to be a beautiful thing. You said you found them all. That's gorgeous. Well, since we're talking about settling and now my thoughts are gathered, and yeah, it took me a minute to get them together and call. But I think everybody settles every day of the week. That's my opinion about it. You settle for a job that you really don't want because you got to pay the bills. You settle for a relationship, there's good parts about it. If it ain't that bad, he ain't beating you and making you feel degraded, you settle for that because he can help you pay the bills or... You know, and a lot of older people, they stay in those relationships. They say they've been married 50 years, but you look at them and you say, okay, they don't look happy. I think they just settle. Like, okay, there's part of him that's good and part of him that, yeah, I probably could live without. I think we just settle every day.
Wow.
Part of life. Every day, everybody.
Every day and everybody.
Every day and everybody settle for something. Settle for a job that's paying you less when you know you work more. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. There might be 1% that may be in that settling, but I don't know.
Well, you know what? So what's the definition of settling in your mind then?
Settling means you have this vision that's in your head, and this is how you want it to be, but in reality, it's totally different than that vision that you have in your mind.
Okay. So, if you're using it settling, and you know, if you look for the definition of settling, for the definition of settle, you're going to have
right,
it goes like
no proper dopper.
Six, check this out. It's six. That's right. Proper Dopper, Mark said it, dictionary. Remember
look
that.
It up. Research.
That's right. Look it up. When in doubt, look it up. Too much information out here. Any case.
Okay. What is settling?
Based upon the conversation that we're having, the word settle will come under, let's see, the fifth definition, which is to adjust differences or accounts. To come to a decision. Okay. So,
yeah, I'm coming to a decision.
And then guess what they say? It says used with on or upon. Settle on a plan. To conclude.
Uh-huh.
To come to a decision. So, here's the thing. If you mean coming to a decision, then guess what? It ain't nothing wrong with settling, Bree. Because we're coming to a decision.
Oh, I'm not settling. I'm not doing it.
But you, that's not, the turtle had already told you, you do it every day.
I'm sorry?
Turtle has just told you, you do it every day. In some form
what?
Of fashion.
Yeah, in some form of fashion.
In some form of
fashion. Like that.
In some form of fashion. But you know what? In a relationship, at this point in my life, you know, because I know where I am in my walk. I know where I am in this point of my life. It's just certain things I'm not willing to settle on.
Ding, ding, ding.
You hit the nail on the head, Bree.
Thing, and here's the thing. I have opened my mind enough to realize, especially today. See, you know what? The amazing things that happened to me is that I ask for guidance. I don't like to rush and make hasty decisions. I want to be clear and I want to be absolute when I say, okay, I'm ready. This is what I want to do, blah, blah. And you know what? Everything that I needed to see today to make my conclusive decision happen. It all came together. So I'm good.
Okay. But guess what? This is what you just said. Look what you just said. The ball, you said something. So what happens is you have a category of things you do settle for. You already said it. And I think that's the big thing. The big thing is that the moral of the story is we all settle. We just choose what we're going to settle for and what we're not going to settle for.
I do agree that there are some things that we'll settle for. Like if there's a job opportunity, you might have been going for a director position, but you wound up being a supervisor. You know, just for the sake of getting your foot in the door, you'll compromise, you'll settle for the supervisory position because you see the bigger picture with the right alignment and opportunity. Those, I'm not talking about professional. I'm not talking about compromise.
Okay.
I'm talking about relationship settling.
You got another example.
Listen, Bree.
I can see you. You want to see me 5 times a week. I can see you 3. Guess what? If you like me a lot, you probably will go ahead and see me too. You probably will. Because you're telling me that's the only problem we got, and you're willing to stay by yourself, hold your arms, eat your popcorn with your little blanket, and look at TV all night just because you can't see me 5 days a week as opposed to 3? Then you should be with that popcorn and that blanket. That's what you
should be. But you know what? I'm not talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
Exactly, you're not. And all I'm saying is we do settle even in relationships that we like the person in. That's what I'm saying. Because there's some people that won't. They really won't, meaning they need that 5 days. If they can't have that 5 days, they ain't messing with them. And do you know what? I know people that have taken that stance.
Before we continue on, I see a caller, very special friend of mine from Rhode Island. His name is Michael. And I want to bring him on the line. Peace and blessings, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello?
Michael?
Hello?
Yes, Mike.
What's up, Bree?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. You're on the Bree Life Radio Show. I think that's where you wanted to be, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to be.
All right. So, you know, our topic tonight is settling.
Uh-huh.
And ironically enough, you and I have been talking quite a bit about this topic. Would you like to share some of your thoughts about this?
Well, let me start off by saying I'm not settling. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that think that it's okay to settle one way or another, but after a certain point, you get to a certain point in your life that you know what you want, and if you're going to go after it, then there's no settling for that. You know what I mean? People settle when they're younger and they go through different things in their life. But once you get to a certain point in your life, if you know what you want, there's no settling. You just got to go for it. And if that's what you want, then go after it and get it.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Let me ask you, because this is Mark. How you doing, brother?
What's up, bro?
So, you saying you, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You said a certain place in life, so.
Just wait, before you start, there's someone's phone that is really, really acting up. Like I hear clicking.
Yeah, I hear it too.
There's some background noise. That's what it is. I can hear somebody that's in the background. Let me see. Oh.
Nope. There we go.
Hung up.
I didn't hear it till I called in, so I'm going to try to call him back.
No, you good.
No, I started hearing it after I called in.
Oh, it is. It is. You know what? It might be you. But
okay.
So what's the brother's name again? I missed what's his name again?
He's gonna call back. His name is Michael, and he
Michael.
Is from
Michael.
Yeah, and he's
Rhode
from Rhode Island.
Okay.
I still hear the clicking. I think it's you, Mark.
No, it ain't me.
It's you.
It's you.
It's not me. Okay, it went away. It went away, see? It is you.
No, it wasn't me. You don't hear it.
As soon as you put yourself on mute, it stopped.
I'm back, and I'm not. No, what happened was somebody dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right. Folks is coming back.
Yes. So, in any case, we have a caller at 312-909. It seems like they want to
Oh my goodness.
Let's bring them in. 312-909, you're on the Bree Life Radio Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, and who do we have the pleasure of talking with today?
It's your girl, Lula B.
Lula B. That's who she be.
Lula
yeah,
B.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Bree? How you
What's
doing,
Lula B?
I'm a little slow tonight. I'm a little slow. That's all right. You ain't no slower than turtle, so it's all right.
LOL. Slower than turtle. Turtle on out too.
Yeah, you know what they say. They say women fake orgasms, but men fake the whole relationship.
Yeah, that's what I have discovered.
Y'all got it all wrong. Sex is not the answer.
Sex
is the question. Yes is the answer. Ain't nobody got time to settle and play no games and be teased because a man can't get it up. Ain't nobody got time to be playing with no funk. Get in where you fit in. Let's keep it moving.
You know what?
Move around.
I had a woman tell me, I swear, the other day, she said almost the same thing you said. She said, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't care how nice he is. I don't care how well-mannered he is. I don't care how financially fit he is. If he can't stay erect, I got to eject.
I like that. If he can't stay erect, I got to eject.
And I was like, wow, for real? She said, yeah, for real. She said, what can I do with that? She said, what can I do? She said, you know what? We got to keep it honest. She said, we got to keep it real because I think a lot of people, we don't like to talk. And you know what? She's kind of right. We're moving out of it. The younger folks are much more apt to talk openly about sex. And we kind of came along in that little era. You see what I'm saying? But the point is, that is something that you don't, I mean, so what do you do if you believe in not having sex before you get married?
Say that again.
What do you do if you believe in not having sex before you get married?
Oh boy!
You gotta find somebody that's willing to even last for 90 days, longer, let alone wait to get married.
But
you said, 90 days. 90 days.
That last 90 hours.
I saw that on the show. So basically, you put him on probation. And he don't last his probation period, them 90 days. Then you decide you're going to let him go. Yeah, I know if I'm going to keep you the same night, that first night, because if you get on my nerve three different ways, you're done.
Well, you know what? You know
guess what?
This is all I got to say to that, for real.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Well.
Wow.
I want to use your phrase. Wow.
Okay, listen. Lula B, since Lula B came on and she brought it, direct, hard and direct, I'm going to, I'm going to ask a question of her.
Wait a minute, before you say that, Lula,
I need you to turn that down in the background, because it's your phone, there's something going on in your background, and I'm hearing myself. There you go. You still with us?
Okay.
Uh-oh, I'm still hearing myself.
Okay, let me take it. You got to put the mute.
So.
All right.
You get. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So, Lula B, you met this guy, you're digging him. Okay? Everything is going on okay. Now, you both decide you're going to cross into Jordan. And, you know, you're going to throw care to the wind. You're going to have sex and, you know, but you discover some things. And you discover that you might be, you know, the scales may not be equal. What do you do with that?
The scales
may not be equal.
He ain't working with enough. is that what you're saying?
It may be not that it's not enough.
You've been robbed. Slap your mama and your daddy. You don't have nothing.
Wait, hold on. Maybe not that it's not enough, but maybe it's not as operable as you'd like it to be.
Oh, girl, I just got through with that. Something like that. And then the dude, he was sick. He had a little, so he let them do some kind of experimental prostate technique that keep him from cutting.
Oh, my God.
Since he's not 50, well, he's 50. And so rather than going under the knife, because they told him if you go under the knife, your stuff might not work. But if you let us do this experimental thing and you only going to have a week of chemo and radiation behind it, we go in with the laser, we burn the cancer out, and then it's a period that you're going to go and eventually your stuff will get hard again, right? You'll be fine. But what happened is they gave him some other medicine that he had to take. That medicine caused him to have some kind of artery that burst in your leg, and they call it it's a heart attack. It causes a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
So once he had the heart attack, they put him on some kind of blood thinner. Now, that blood thinner thins the blood out. He's got to take it every day for the rest of his life. Mm. It don't let that blood go up in there where it needs to go
right.
And make things happen.
And you got to have that blood.
So they got all the cancer. They got all the cancer. But, it ain't working. It ain't working. No, it ain't working.
Oh, no.
And I ain't got time to wait. I ain't got time to wait, dude. This dude told me, well, you got to wait until I ain't got to do nothing. You got to go talk to somebody else if you can go tease with that thing. Because you can't do that over here. You can't come over here and put that all over. No, dude. Don't even pull that out around over here. Because I ain't got time for that. You got to be about it or be without it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
You got to be about it or be without it.
Well, we've been joined back by Mike, and I believe that Mark had a question for Mike, but I also want Mark to, I'm sorry, Mike to all these M&M, to reference what we're talking about right now, settling for sexual incompatibility. We're not even talking about relationship incompatibility anymore. We're talking about an element of relationship, which is the sexual experience. What do you say about that, Mike?
Well, for the sexual part of this, y'all done changed up on me, huh?
you took too long to come back. Now we order something else.
Yeah, I feel you. As far as settling for the sexual part of it, you know, sometimes people do that, you know, because it's just, it's familiar, but it depends on, there's a lot of elements that go into that settling with, as far as the sexual part of it. That's tough because even... I don't think I could do it. You know, that's me personally. I don't want to settle for that either. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot more that goes into it. You know, and I'm not going to settle for that just because, just for the sex. That's not going to happen. Like I said, there's a lot of elements that go into that as far as the sexual experience. You know, and I gotta get caught up on the conversation and everything, and I gotta hear, you know, what you know, the other comments and everything like that. But as far as that, you know, that I don't think I can do that myself personally. I'd like to hear what the other callers feel about the situation as well.
Well, before you left, and I was hearing you say, you believe in not settling, and my thing is this. The whole concept of settling is based upon the idea that I have to have all or whatever all is. Whatever all is, I got to have all these things. So if you don't have all these things, if I get with you, let's say it's five things, and you only have four of them. If I get with you, I'm settling. And I use an example as, for instance, if the young lady, and I kind of lightened it up. You want to see the young lady 5 days a week, but she's only available three. So is that settling if you go for three? Because at the end of the day, if you use a very strict interpretation of what the word settle means, it means to agree or come down upon. So you come down upon or agree to whatever it is. So in that aspect, we settle all the time.
True.
So when I hear people talk about they're not going to settle, it amazes me. Because if you got a long period of time between relationships, or be a long line of people who have been exed out because of you not getting what you want, what does it say about you?
Well, not necessarily. You know what I mean? Because I understand where you're coming from, your aspect of it. You know what I mean? But as far as what I meant by that, you know, after your experiences of what you've gone through with someone else, you know, you're going to settle, like you said, you're going to settle in every aspect of some way or some form or fashion. Like you said, if you can't see the young lady 5 days a week, you can only see a three, if that's settling. You know what I mean? But as far as what I was speaking on, man, it's like once you get to a certain point and, you know, what you've dealt with, you're not going to settle for, if you went past something already, if you've been in a relationship and you've been there, done that, and it didn't work for you, or he was with a certain young lady, and, you know, things didn't work out, whatever, you know, you're not going to go looking for that same thing. You're going to want something that is more agreeable to what you want, you know. So it's not like you're looking for the 100% perfect woman, you know what I mean, because she's not out there, or the perfect mate, you know. But, of course, you're going to settle in some aspect. That's a given. But you're not gonna settle for the same old stuff that you've had before. That's my thing. If you want to upgrade, that's on you, and that's what you're basically, you know, you're saying, I'm not gonna go back here. I'm gonna take it a step further to the next thing. You know what I mean? So of course you're gonna settle here and there. You know, I understand what you're saying, and you're being, you know, strict and to the point about settling. But everybody settles in some form or fashion. But
yeah,
like I said, if you're willing, if what you want to do is basically upgrade your situation, then, you know, that's what it is.
Well, again, I think I don't have any answers for anybody. We're kind of, today, be honest, exploring the whole concept of what it is. And my only question is, if an individual is alone a lot, or we got a lot of exes, then I'm wondering, maybe they need to look at their list of what they feel is issues of settling. Maybe you need to figure something out. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you something that I've come to a conclusion on, just in all my little studies, and that is this, that people want to be touched. Humans want to touch and be connected with another human being. So my question to anybody that's out there, how much are you willing to forego to not get that touch? Because you want to be touched. You want it. And even for those people that want to talk about Quartermain out there with the batteries, that ain't no person. Quartermain ain't no person. He's Quartermain. And he ain't no man.
Now, why you have to go bring Quartermain in this?
Right, because I have a sister. I had a sister that came on the show one day. I ain't going to say her name, but she's got all my Quartermain. And she said, if a man ain't doing XYZ, she don't need all that. She got her business, things that she's trying to do. She has her own personal things for herself and betterment she's trying to do. She ain't got no time to be dealing with no man that ain't got issues. So guess what she do? She said, forget the man, I got Quartermain in the batteries. But guess what? Quartermain.
It's crazy for women that got Quartermains and batteries.
But Quartermain ain't a main. He ain't a main. That's what he ain't. He's not another human being. Even for those people that's lesbian or whatever the case may be, my point is, he's not another human being.
He spelled, at the end of that word is the word man. M-A-N. It's Quartermain, not Quartermain. Quartermain. Man.
Yeah, it's a Quartermain ain't a man. He ain't a man. So my point is, Quartermain ain't a man, and therefore, damn. Because you know what? The batteries you keep exchanging.
Quartermain is more of a man than a whole lot of men.
No. You ain't more than no damn man. What did you tell? You know what? I know you ain't deluded yourself or believe that. All that means is Quartermain is you have found a way to please yourself. That's what you have done.
That's
it. It is fantastic.
I think men are intimidated by Quartermain. Quartermains are competition for y'all.
Bet, I swear, I'll bring Quartermain out during the session. I ain't got no problem. I can share time with Quartermain. Matter of fact, he can help me get through the session even better.
I ain't got no problem with Quartermain.
I bring Quartermain out. He coming out. I ain't got a problem with Quartermain. My thing is that Quartermain is not a man. That's what he is. He ain't never going to be more than a man, because he can't be a man, because he is a manufactured tool that you have learned to use.
I'm not saying he can't be a man because he ain't got no balls.
You can put some balls on it. Nope. And guess what? My point is this. You are still operating it. It's you doing
it.
2012. Do you know they coiling? They run on their own with 6 feet, with motion detectors. You ain't know? You technology. Like Blog Talk Radio, new technology in all areas. Remember that. You underestimate the power of the brain. Haven't you seen how you can make your arm think these new parts they making for the veterans so their hands can move? All they got to do is and they make
a
$6 million man.
That's a made up stuff. You know that. You already know that.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Stop it. Stop it. You
don't
know what?
Underestimate the power of a quartermain. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember the movie Daddy's Little Girl? And
okay.
That fine dude that played in it as the daddy. I don't know his name or anything. But Gabrielle Union was the lawyer. And when he was in her house looking for some Alka-Seltzer, when he went in that medicine cabinet, the first thing you seen, that wasn't the quartermain, but that was one of the quartermain little cousins or something.
You know what? Hey, check
this
out.
He was in there.
Damn!
Yeah, you quartermain and his little cousin. All of y'all. All I know is this: you operating quartermain. It's your hand. You doing it. It's not no man. It's your hand.
Can I tell you something?
Please tell me.
Here's what it all boils down to. And
okay.
Y'all need to know how the thing was created first, and then you would understand a little bit more. Seven wise men with knowledge. So fine, created, I don't want to say no bad words, but they created something for their first design. First it was a butcher with smart, using a knife, he cut in a little slit. The second guy was a carpenter, so he was strong and bold. With a hammer and a chisel, he gave it a hole. Hello?
We here. Come on.
I don't hear nobody saying nothing.
You know why?
Okay,
the third guy
was a tailor. He was tall and thin. By using red velvet, he lined it within. The fourth guy was a hunter. He was short and stout. With a piece of fox fur, he lined it out. The fifth guy was a fisherman. He had to get it some smell. Right? The fifth guy, he was nasty as hell. So he threw in some fish and gave it a smell. The sixth guy was a preacher. His name was McGee. He touched it and blessed it so it could pee. The last guy was a sailor. He was a dirty little runt. He sucked it and did another word to it, and he said it was better than a blunt. You got to know what it can do and what the power of it, where it came from and how it was built to understand why it would need a quartermain.
You know what?
That was a lesson from Lula B.
Lula B said it first. Ain't nobody else can say it other than Lula B.
Stop.
Yeah. Only person that could have said that. Lord have mercy.
Viola could have came up with some stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure she could have too. We just thank Lula B, we thank Viola, and we thank your other inspiration for bringing us that lesson on how the place that I like so much was created. I appreciate that. But matter of fact, anytime I go there, I'm gonna think about what you said today. I'm going to think about the architecture. I'm going to think about how it was created and who in mind thought about all these different things.
You got to take all that stuff into consideration when you're talking about it.
You know what? He was nasty as hell. He was nasty as hell, so he gave it a smell.
I'm done. What do you say behind something like that? I mean, for real. Really?
Well, you can't follow up. You can't follow up behind that.
No, you can't follow up behind that.
Earlier, y'all,
you said something about mayonnaise.
Uh-oh.
And that made me think about it. One time I heard somebody say that before you get started with one of them, they look like a beautiful red rose with soft red petals. And they said when you get through with it, it looks like a bulldog that eats the mayonnaise.
What?
When you said something about eating mayonnaise earlier, it made me think about it when somebody had told me. And I was thinking
who do you be talking to? Hey, wait a minute. You know what?
Yeah, right.
You know what, Lula B,
what?
You need your own show.
Wow.
You need your own show.
Wow. You might be right.
You need your own show.
I'm talking about the wrong topic. Hey, I'm talking about the wrong topic, huh?
You need a stage, too. We gotta find you a stage.
Shit. She needs open mic.
She needs open mic. You need to go on tour.
You know what? I always love when Lula B comes on the show. But sometimes she be on the wrong show. She don't harness this sort of style. She come on Wednesdays all out the left side of the field.
You ain't never lied about that.
I missed the Wednesday show.
No, there's nothing to be sorry for because that's what we do on the Bree Life Radio show.
Yeah.
We tend to slide off topic.
Yeah. Well, actually,
and we can always count on Lula B to be right there to take us
The funny thing about it is we are on topic because she's talking about something and she ain't telling folks.
So,
Lord have mercy. I mean, she kind of, wow, Velvet.
Yeah. I it's a Bree Life show, so I have to put some life in it. For y'all.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bree's a little tired today. So she needed to.
She's hooking you up. She putting a little life in it for you.
I appreciate
Lord have mercy. She put a life in me over here. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about now? Velvet and bulldogs and mayonnaise. Lord
and mayonnaise.
Bulldogs and mayonnaise.
I think I'm glad I missed that part.
Look, bulldogs and mayonnaise on a Make
Bree
Life radio show. Look, bulldogs and velvet cake on the next Bree Life radio.
to turn the table back around
turn the table back. Woo.
Yeah, turn the table back to the topic at hand, settling. This is a very prominent problem between men and women. I'm hearing in their late 30s to mid 50s. I'm hearing a lot of people complain about the relationships that they have been in or that they are currently in and how they've had to settle on some things that are really, really important to them. And the number one thing at the top of the list, and I know that Mark has taken the time to do some research, Psychology Today, Mark, I think you said it was.
Psychology Today.
I don't want to jump the gun, but I'm pretty sure, just based on all the conversations that I've been having with people that have been complaining about settling, the number one thing is sex.
Most definitely.
The number one thing that for that I have been hearing that most people settle on in relationships or have settled at one point is sexual compatibility.
That's why people cheat. If your partner is not satisfied and you and I settle for you because you got a nice car and a nice house and some money, but you can't throw down in that room, that's settling. And eventually it's going to come back to haunt you because you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. But guess what? You settle, in that same aspect, you settle for the guy that can lay it down, but he ain't got no money. He laying at home waiting for you to come out.
What about the person, here's the thing, and Yvette, you know, I'm sure you could attest to this. You know, you're the extra estrogen on the line. What about the brother that thinks he is laying it down? And he ain't really laying it down.
Don't stop that, please.
Hold on.
He thinks he's laying it down, and he's playing around. Now, what do we do about a bastard like that?
Get your ass up. Get up and get out.
Why you gotta be a bastard?
A funky ass. Get your ass up here.
Hey, wait, Lulabee, are you feeling me?
Exactly, girl.
But that's
okay,
on y'all, though.
Don't try to put no ring on it. Because them the main ones. Ring up real quick.
So what do we do about somebody like that?
You ain't gonna do nothing. Well,
you're gonna get somebody else to lay it down.
I'm hearing that there are people that are settling for the brother or the sister that thinks that they can lay it down, and come to find out, not only can they not lay it down, they also trying to play around and move around.
Well, who are the people that are
moving around? Who's that, though?
He's lucky that I'm wasting my time with him. And see, that's the whole thing. I'm too old for that.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you even wasting your time on somebody like that?
Ain't nothing we can do. I don't care how much money you got, what kind of car you got, how good you look. If you can't throw down in that room, gotta keep the step, and the front door is right there.
Who's even settling for that brother anyway? You know what I mean? If the person that's settling for that type of brother, exactly, they need to look at themselves.
Mike, I'm gonna tell you something. But dig this: the fact that this conversation is going on suggests that somebody is settling for him. Trust me, because we have this conversation. It is happening.
Somebody settling for that brother. They're looking for answers.
They got quarter man, and that's where that quarter man comes in.
Listen,
and then they always say sex ain't everything.
Well, in the last couple of weeks, and I'm telling you, the conversations that I've been having both with men and women, I have been hearing the same thing over and over, and it is that the man or the woman, there's incompatibility, and there's a lot of settling going on between these people. because they're looking at some other big, in their mind, some other bigger picture. And
right,
why did everybody cry?
He got a bed.
Mike, did you want to say something?
Look, if that's the case, you're right. Then they must be looking at something else, the bigger picture, because, like I said, I don't know who's settling for that person, but they need to take a look at themselves and wonder why they settled. You know,
right.
It has to be a bigger picture, because if this brother ain't doing what he's supposed to do or he thinks he is, and this female knows he's not, and he's trying to do something else, why is he sticking around? You know what I mean?
Keep getting his money. You don't want to hurt his feelings, so I'll just keep getting his money.
Look.
You know he got a little dick and he can't do nothing. I'll take his money until the next thing comes along. So I'll just kill town. A lot of women do that, and a lot of men do that too.
Mm-hmm.
They settle for the time being until the next victim comes along.
The next victim. Damn.
The next victim, huh?
Mark, what are you talking about? That's if we talked about it, it's actually happening.
The next victim.
The next victim on the Bree Life or the next Bree Life radio show.
Well, here's the thing. At the end of the day, you all, at the end of the day, we do settle. We do, and not only do we settle, but we make adjustments. Because that's what life is. Life is a constant adjustment. We also find a lot about ourselves because that's what relationships do. When I say relationships, I'm talking about we interact with other human beings and we find out a little more about how much we really feel something, how little we really feel something, how more we need, how little we need. We're going to find that out. So my only thing is that regardless of what we do, and my only wish for anybody, and my only issue for the show was this, and my wish for everyone is this, is that when you step into the next day, that you keep yourself aware of where you are in that moment. Because a lot of times we carry a lot of expectations into the next day. And the day has a way of letting us know that those expectations are going to sink or swim in that day, in that moment. So the only thing we have is now. So whatever we have diagrammed and written up, we may wake up, and guess what? That same woman that's doing all that conversation tonight may wake up with a different libido. You see, that's my point. The day determines where you're going to be, not some kind of list of things that you have created yesterday. Today is going to be where your mind is. I remember the old church folks used to say, they used to stand up in church talking about, I thank God for giving me my peace of mind, my wherewithal, and my ability to think at that moment. Because guess what? The older you get, the one thing you realize is that your whole physical chemistry, biology is constantly in change. When you're young, you don't think about it. And I'm talking about, I ain't just talking about your libido, I'm talking about hell, everything, your memory, all kind of stuff's changing constantly. So the older folks become a little more, as people say they're stuck in their ways, they become more realistic with what they got to work with, whatever it is. And they work it out. See, young folks have all these ideas about what's going to happen. Older folks come to the understanding, you know what, I'm awake, baby. If I can wake up and see what tomorrow's going to be, then I'll deal with it then. Because I can't do nothing with what I can't do, what I can't see or what I can't hold. And that's kind of what I think about. That's why I want to do the settling show, because I just want to talk about these things. But at the end of the day, we are all those grown folks on this line. We know, guess what, we didn't broke a rule that we didn't create it, and we didn't create a new rule.
And what my dad
said. And that's what Mark said. Mark said it. We always create some stuff. We always create some stuff, y'all. Y'all know it. We break rules. Every last one of us have broken a rule we created. Hell, we probably broke one today. I can promise you. Because you know what? I know human nature because I'm a damn human. So I know. If I can do it or have done it, probably you'd have done something close to it. So as soon as you come with your list, be prepared for it to be challenged. by you, not nobody else. You gonna challenge your own list. It ain't gonna be somebody else. It's gonna be you. Because you are the one that always challenges your list. Man, woman, boy, or girl, every day of the week. And that's what I've learned in my little journeys on this earth for almost.
Well, I wanna on that note, I wanna thank all our guest panelists, both Lula B and Lula B, tell us about your show.
Wow. I'm Lula B, the virtual secretary to federal prison inmates. And my next show, I'm going to be reading a letter from Wesley Snipes' wife about his case. And
that's interesting. Tell the listeners, you know, what time your show airs, what day. And I just want to let you know I was listening briefly on Monday, and it was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. My show is to help federal prison inmates, and we discuss laws and bills and conspiracy and things of that nature. And the show is basically designed as an information platform to inform the community about things that are happening around us in the federal system, things that can actually affect us. So basically, that's what I'm doing, bringing awareness to the community about the federal prison system and profiling some celebrity cases in the future. So.
And you know what? I'm going to add this to what Lula B is talking about. Lula B comes on Monday evenings, 6:30 Central and 7:30 Eastern, on blogtalkradio.com/LulaBeeLive. That's Lula B Live. So you all need to tune in. She does a good job of informing and educating, because something she always says on her show is that this could happen to you, because a lot of times people think about federal prisoners or prisoners in any kind of situation as people that did something. And sometimes something happened to you. You didn't do anything. And it could happen, and as you said, this could happen to you. That's why we believe the platform of this show is a vital resource for anybody, not just somebody that's in jail or someone that has a loved one in jail, because it could happen to you. That's what that's – and that's, so that's
and
what we
then after
be
all that, I have to come to the Bree Life Show and unwind my inner thoughts, share my inner thoughts on another – a relationship topic.
Right.
You know.
Because, you know, we get real serious on that show. That show is serious. I mean, it's so serious. Sometimes when I hang the phone up, I'm like, oh, my God. It gets heavy. Matter of fact, I had a couple of my friends call it, and they told me, they said, man, that's kind of depressing. That show is kind of depressing, you know, but it's depressing to them because it really is a wake-up call to them, because they don't think about this stuff until they call into a show, or usually until somebody in their family or it happens to them.
That's
so
right.
What we try to do is get people to think about it before it happens to you, to show you how you can be an advocate. Our last show, and I won't spend a whole lot of time on that, was about the conspiracy issue and the issue of the charge of conspiracy and how it's so easily and unfairly applied, and how it's almost one of the nets you can't get out of when they give it to you.
You know, I want to say something else. I think that we should combine our shows one day, and Bree, you should come and bring, we're going to bring relationships and sex, about relationships in the prison. And people that are having relationships with somebody in the prison. And we're going to let you come on and bring your show and your expertise. And let's see what's different with them as opposed to what we're doing, you know, out here. I think that I came across that idea a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to run it by you to see if you would be interested, and let's see what the inmates are up to, because a lot of them, their husbands and wives in prison, and they're having relationships from a distance through the email system.
they're entitled to speak with each other. And a lot of people, we don't know that. Like Governor Rob Blagojevich, I set it up for him and his wife to be able to talk through the cell phone, you know, through the email. They didn't even know that the inmates had email. So sex and relationships is a topic that it's everywhere. And even on my show with inmates, there's many sex issues. So I would love to let Bree bring some life to my show in the relationship area.
Well, you know what? That's something that we can certainly talk about. And it sounds like an interesting concept. I'd like to discuss it further, so we can do that offline really soon. And also,
so
I want to say,
me in the green room?
I'm sorry.
I said you'll put me in the green room to get my information.
No, I said we could. I said we could discuss that concept really soon.
I know. I'm just teasing.
And I also want to thank our new guest caller, Michael in Rhode Island. Thank you very much for participating.
No problem. No problem. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you,
brother. Hey, Mark, with that last thing you said, man, that was well said, brother.
I appreciate that, brother. Yes, sir. We're getting older, yeah.
I just want to remind our listeners that you will be back tomorrow for the Freestyle Thursdays on the Bree Life Radio Show at blogtalk.com/Bree Life, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in closing, I just want to say I love you all on purpose. Peace and blessings. And thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.